Good morning, everyone. I'll be reading from Luke chapter 6, verse 40. It reads, "A student is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher."
Morning. It is so easy to start thinking wrong about how to please God. And one of those wrong ways is the checkbox mentality. You get this idea in your head that if you just check off the boxes, you're good to go with God. I grew up, and I bet some of you grew up, hearing that the boxes were hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. You can say those really, really fast. And you know, they're all really, really good things. It's unfortunate when we reduce those to boxes to check, because that's not how you please God. And you don't please God no matter what word you put by the boxes. You can put church attendance. You can put avoid the big sins, whatever those are in your mind. Not be a hypocrite. Help people. Whatever it is, if you reduce it to check boxes, that's not what God wants from us. What God wants from us is to be like Jesus. I think sometime we ought to sing some songs about that, like we did just now. To be like Jesus, at the name of Jesus, Jesus at the center, oh, to be like thee. It's almost like we do that on purpose. You know, we kind of plan the songs to go along with the message of the day. And the good thing about that is when you sing, what we're also going to talk about has a way of engaging our hearts and helping our will conform to what we're talking about. And that's what God wants, is for us to be like our teacher. Jesus says in this passage that training is necessary. Everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. And that's a process, and it's going to take some time. And it fits in really well with what we talked about last Sunday. Our new vision at Northwest is developing disciples of Jesus. To be developed again indicates process. It indicates time. Maybe you are a disciple of Jesus. A lot of us here are, but you probably noticed you're not instantly like your teacher. You have to develop as a disciple. The passage we looked at last Sunday was in Matthew 28, which said making disciples consists of baptizing people and teaching them to obey everything I commanded you. That's a process. It's going to take some time. It's a journey to become like Jesus. And that's the part of this that I want to emphasize today. I mentioned last Sunday that today I would try to make our new vision more visual, something that you could see. And a journey, like crossing a bridge or following a windy path, is something that you can see. You may or may not know that the Bible actually describes Christianity as a walk. And it does that by using the word walk. It's right there in the Bible. But we miss it sometimes. It's actually a metaphor, but we just kind of pass over it and don't even see it. In Ephesians 4 and verse 1, for example, in the English Standard Version of the Bible, it says, "Walk in a manner worthy of your calling." That's a metaphor. He's comparing Christian life to going for a walk. Now, like two of you are looking that up and you're saying, "My Bible doesn't say that." Which two of you is it? Nobody? Oh. even less than I thought. That's because in the NIV, it says, live your life in a manner worthy of your calling. And that's really what it's talking about. It's just that the NIV cuts out the metaphor. The metaphor is walk. Christian life is like a walk. It's like a journey. It's like movement is needed in order for us to become like Jesus. If you read the Bible closely, you'll see that journey in the lives of some individuals. A good example of this is Andrew, the lesser known, you know, brother of Peter. Andrew probably grew up as a Jew. Don't know that for sure. But we do know that he became a disciple of John. He was a disciple of John the Baptist. And you can read about that in the first chapter of John. And one day, Andrew and another disciple of John were listening to John talk. And John said, behold, the Lamb of God, and pointed to Jesus. And when Andrew and that other disciple heard that, they sought out Jesus. And Jesus said, basically, what do you want? And they said, where are you staying? And Jesus said, come and you will see. And I think he meant more by that than come see where I'm staying right now. I think it's an invitation to come and see who he is. And they did. And they spent the afternoon with him. And by the time the afternoon was over, Andrew had concluded that Jesus is the Messiah. And so Andrew became a disciple of Jesus. And not only became a disciple of Jesus, he became an apostle of Jesus. And he kept learning about Jesus. And then he started bringing other people to Jesus. And so if you look at his life, it was a process. Started from being a disciple of John the Baptist, ended up being an apostle of Jesus Christ. It was a journey and a process. And I think that's what it's going to be for all of us. You don't just get there and check off a box. You embark on a journey and you keep on walking. Now, at Northwest, in our new vision, we've identified four phases of the journey that we want to use to help us think about what we're trying to do. I want to be real clear. There's no scripture that says, thou shalt divide the journey into four distinct phases, and hereth they be. That scripture is not in there. But as a practical application of the matter of walking, or the matter of journey, or the process, or developing, or becoming, we think it's going to help us to divide this into four phases. Let me show you what I mean. The first phase is going to be discover. At some point, you begin to discover Jesus. If you're blessed, you begin to discovering when you're a little bit, you know, in the children's ministry, from your parents, from the time you're a kid, you can start to discover Jesus. That's one of the goals of the children's ministry, is to help those kids discover Jesus. If you don't, then you need to discover him when you're older. Whenever you can, you start to discover, who is Jesus? What did he teach? What does he want? What is he like? And what is he not like that maybe I heard on TV or something? That needs to happen for all of us. At some point, you're going to realize that you have to decide who Jesus is and whether you're going to follow him. Because as you discover him, he's going to begin to call you. The Bible talks about God calling us through the gospel. And as we begin to discover him, God's going to work on you through his Spirit and call you to follow him. And it's a major decision. You need to know who Jesus is. You need to know what it costs to follow him. You need to know the rewards of following him. You need to know the meaning of his death and resurrection. You need to know what it means to follow him. And so there's a time when you make that decision. And once you do, then you become a devoted follower of Jesus. Above all, you are devoted to him. You are loyal to him. It's not really wrong to say you're devoted to Christianity, but really you're devoted to Christ. And then you begin to devote yourself to some of the things that will help us grow to be more like Christ. This is probably the best time for me to say that the journey is not merely moving from one phase to the next phase. The journey also takes place within a phase. We will grow in our devotion to Jesus. We believe that one of the best ways to continue to develop and travel and make progress on the journey is to connect deeply with a church. Churches sometimes are not attractive. I think the problem is there's too many of us human beings in them. I think that's the real issue there. But still, God gave us the church, and he wants us to connect with it and get involved with it. And we hope that a lot of people will want to develop as disciples here with us in this church. We know we can't be the church for everyone, but we hope that we can be the church for a lot of people. And we are trying hard as of now, and really in the past too, but particularly now, to take seriously this process of developing disciples of Jesus. And if that's what you want to do, then we probably are the church for you. Now, we have these four phases, and it's very important for us to understand these phases well. We're saying this is the vision, to develop disciples, and we're going to do it in these four phases. So we really want everybody to understand it. So we're going to show you a video that we've been working on about this. Someday soon, this video will be on our new website. Hopefully February 1st. That's our target date. If you go on the website now, you can see the church we once were. And you can also see the activities we once did, because it's not updated. But hopefully the new website will be ready to roll February 1st, and there's going to be a video on it. Let me give you the credits in advance. I'd like to thank our cinematographers, Bob Beavers and Casey Langford. I'd like to thank our production and video editor, Casey Langford, who thought being the young adult minister had a lot to do with hanging out with young adults. But he now realizes it's about editing video. That's about all he's done for about the last 2 weeks. Not really, but he's worked really long and hard to pull that off, and we appreciate his work. And then I was going to say starring and then list your four ministers, but I got a memo from the legal department, and they said you can't use the word starring that loosely. You are not stars. So I've had to change that to appearing. And the folks that are appearing in this video are your four ministers. Now, we ask Ashley to talk about discovering Jesus, because ideally that's what you do in children's ministry. Again, if not, you need to discover him whenever you can. But that seemed like the right one for her to do. And Brandon, we asked to do deciding, because a lot of teenagers make their decision to follow Jesus during those teenage years. And again, if you don't, you need to do that as soon as you can. But we thought he was the right one to do that. And then Casey will do devoted, and then I will do develop. So we're going to lower the lights and watch this video, and then I'll talk some more after it's over. John?
We all love seeing those aha moments when a light bulb goes off in someone's head, something finally clicks. Spiritually, this can happen at any age, but we see it often in young children because they're constantly discovering the world around them. At Northwest, we want everyone to be discovering the life that God has in store for us. However, regardless of your age, your knowledge of God or the Bible, you can have these aha moments available to you at any time to further your relationship with God. When Jesus' disciples first wanted to discover him, they asked him, and he said his response to them was, "Come and see." And that's what discovering Jesus is about, coming and seeing the life that God has in store for us. May we never lose the wonder of the mystery of God. May we never stop looking for those untapped light bulbs that can go off and deepen our relationship with God. And may we never stop ceasing to look for his truths and his life in him.
If someone on the street were to ask you, what is the Bible, what would you say to them? That's a very tough and loaded question, but it's one that needs to be answered. The Bible is not just a list of rules, but the Bible is a story. A story of a son that came down to this earth, lived a life, died on a cross, and was resurrected for our sins. And it's the greatest story ever told. So what does that have to do with us? The greatest thing about this story is we're invited to participate in it. The life that Jesus lived is he invited us to live that same life and make that same decision. So making this decision will come with some hardships, but it will also come with blessings in our spiritual life. So the question for you is, will you decide to participate in this story? Will you decide to make your path align with the story of the Bible?
If you're watching this video, there's a chance that you've already decided to give your life to Jesus, and that's great. We have a question to answer. What now? The first church in the Bible had the exact same question to answer, and they responded with what the Bible calls a sincere devotion to Christ. They focused on five main things: teaching, fellowship, eating together, prayer, and service of others. And in Northwest, that's what we're putting a special emphasis on. Jesus described following him as being born again. Now, when a baby's born, it's incredible, it's great, it's joyous, but a baby is not meant to remain a baby forever. It's to grow, it's to mature, it is to move. Here at Northwest, we want to make a special emphasis on devoting our lives to moving. Because we don't want to just go to church on Sunday. We want to be the church every day. You see, the decision to follow Christ, it's not the end. This is just the beginning.
At Northwest, we're on a journey. I guess everybody's on a journey of some kind. But we have the privilege of traveling together toward God. Walking with us means developing as a disciple here along with us. If you've decided to follow Jesus and you're devoted to him, then you also learn to devote yourselves to other disciples here at Northwest and develop authentic love for them, just like Jesus said. Developing here at Northwest also means taking seriously Jesus' final command on earth, the command to make disciples of others still. And so we walk with people and help them discover Jesus. As we do, we rediscover Jesus ourselves. As we help people understand what's involved in the decision to follow him, we're reminded of our own decision, and we redecide. As we learn and call people to be devoted to him, we remember our own devotion, and it is rekindled. All of that is involved in developing as a disciple of Jesus with us. If that sounds good, if that sounds right, then come on, walk with us as we walk together with him. In first service, we at least got a smattering of applause. It was better than that. Thank you. I'm just kidding. I didn't know if I should wait or not. But we had fun doing that, and that will be on the website, and hopefully will be helpful to people. Now, I think some of the ways that it helps us to think about this journey in these four phases are, one is it helps us see where we are. A lot of us are already devoted disciples of Jesus, but not everybody. Some of us are just now discovering Him. Some of us are needing to make a decision about Him. Some of us may be trying to decide if this is the church where I want to develop as a disciple. But hopefully those phases can help us recognize where we are on the journey. The thing I like best about the vision and about the phases is it shows the need for movement. It is so easy to become stagnant in our faith and think, well, I've checked the box, so I have arrived. And we stop moving and we put down roots and we build a tent, pitch a tent, and then build a shelter and then build a house and then build a mansion. And we stop moving. It's not supposed to be that way. We're continually developing in Christ. And then it also helps leadership know how to provide a variety of resources to meet the needs of travelers who are at different points along the journey. And you'll see some of that in the days to come. Now, if you went to an adult class today, you should have received a flyer like this. They're also in the lobby. And I hope that all of us will be able to look at this and say, okay, developing disciples of Jesus, that's what we're trying to do. And I hope all of us will be able to look at the four phases and be able to explain to a friend or to a guest that you meet, here's the way we see that process unfolding. If you look on the back of the flyer, you'll find more about what people will learn in each one of those phases. So this flyer is going to be an important tool for us as we try to make this vision reality among us. But it doesn't tell everything, and so we hope that the flyer, which also has the web address on it, will refer people to the website where they can watch that video and also access more information about what we're trying to do in this vision. So again, I want to come back to the emphasis, and that is that we are trying to grow and be trained and become like our teacher, Luke 6, verse 40. And we're going to communicate that through the language of developing disciples, developing ourselves as disciples, and helping to develop other disciples right here in the church at Northwest, as well as where we live and where we work. If you need help in your life with that or with anything else, we have the opportunity to pray with some of our shepherds and their wives. They'll be standing at the back now as we sing this song. Don't miss that this song is also an opportunity for you to engage and commit to becoming like your teacher, to becoming like Jesus. So let's stand and sing it together. Mm-hmm.